Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We will work together and continue to work together to address these issues, to tackle these challenges, and to work together as we continue to work operating from the new norms, rules, and agreements that we will convene to work together on.
Why didn't you just read the book?
Well, as I say, the pink eye made my vision.
Every Kamala Harris speech as sounding like someone delivering a book report on a book they quite clearly haven't read.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Who would have ever suspected that a creature like Donald Trump would become president of the United States?
Science couldn't explain it. A throwback to a creature that had existed 100 million years ago. Immensely strong and destructive.
The creature! Do you miss me yet?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Creature. That's whatever happened to civility in American politics, calling the President of the United States a creature. 844-500-4242. We had a great time at the Follinsby Inn in North Sutton, New Hampshire on Friday night and Saturday morning. It really is a nice, nice place. And the food on Saturday morning was just as good as advertised. The corned beef hash was the best I've ever had, honestly. And so were the biscuits. The biscuits were amazing, amazing. And the company was really good. We had some regular, some old-time listeners, some old friends of mine from Boston and the State House and City Hall were there. A good time was had by all. The Follinsby Inn in North Sutton, New Hampshire, on the shores of beautiful Kezar Lake. Thank you to Dennis and his staff. They were great for us. 844-500-4242. Bruce from the Met says, I was supposed to play golf with my guys on Saturday, but I went to the wrong course. What do you think? Maybe time for Brain Peak 9, Bruce.
Better hurry up. Only a handful left at HowieCarrShow.com.
They're going very fast. $99 and for $24.50. That's a very good price. They're going fast. And we also have Southern Airways Express on Grace's Goodies. $200 tickets for vouchers for $100. That's a good deal. All kinds of good stuff. Anyway.
It's the only way to fly.
Did you read over the week? I couldn't believe this. That you know, Jen Psaki said that Brandon came up with the Ultra MAGA. Brandon himself came up with Ultra MAGA, but it turns out that was just another lie on her way out the door, along with the thing about the conspiracy theory about the crack pipes and
very fake news.
Multiple other. Turns out that they spent 6 months working on this. They farmed it out. Who was it farmed out to? The people who came up with CNN Plus, the people who came up with the new Coke, going further back, Edsel's. I mean, talk about it. It was made to order for Trump. Trump was embracing it. It's all over the internet. Every Republican campaign now has shirts, coffee cups, baseball caps.
It's as well workshopped as Basket of Deplorables.
I mean, at least with deplorables, you went for the free. It took you like a minute to. Did they call me a deplorable? You had to think about it. As soon as you heard Ultra MAGA, I think you just went, yeah, that's great. That's great. Ultra in American advertising means better, you know, Michelob Ultra. Don't they have Ultra Gleam and Ultra Tide and all those things? So anyway, Trump, of course, got right on it. And I think this was in, I don't know where he was over the weekend. Was he in Pennsylvania? I don't know where he was. But anyway, he took it up. He was in rare form with his new slogan from Brandon. Listen.
The greatest was at the beginning of the administration, they came in, we will not abide by America first. We're not going to allow this to happen. America first, We're not allowed. And somebody said, you better stop him. This is not a good thing. Say we don't agree with Trump's policies on Second Amendment, on oil, all the things that you want. Okay, they don't agree with any of it. But you don't say we disagree with America First, because that's not a good one. We have great names. I mean, think about it. It's MAGA. It's America First. And now I think we're going to go to Ultra MAGA. But as a result, our country was ultra prosperous, ultra secure, and ultra successful. The most successful our country's ever been.
Anyone want to disagree? So this is from Breitbart. The president, meaning Brandon, privately asked his aides to start highlighting the difference between his policies and those of the Republican Party, according to Axios, citing, quote, people familiar with the conversations. Highlighting differences. Peace versus war. Low gas prices versus high gas prices. Ditto diesel. Lots of baby formula. No baby formula. Do they really want to go through this? Taylor, do you think this is a good strategy for the fall election?
I placed my first I did that sticker on a gas pump today. It felt great. The highest price I've ever paid for gas, $4.55. I was on vacation all last week. I didn't go anywhere, so didn't have to fill up. But this morning I did. $50 to fill up an 11-gallon tank.
I go to this place on Route 9. It's the cheapest prices in town, but it's full serve. So I haven't had a chance to put one on lately. But I had someone dropped off hundreds when we were at Fun Spot in Laconia, and we gave them away. I thought that they would last all through the day. I must have had 500. They were gone by 3:30.
Wow.
I mean, people couldn't get enough of them. They must be all over the Lakes region. They're probably all over the whole state of New Hampshire. How about this one? Secure borders versus open borders. So I was thinking about this. You know, I think of the standing heads. We do sometimes, segments. We used to do segments on standing headlines that you see in newspapers all the time. You know, like a suspect chased into wooded area, you know, roving bands of teenage youths, ship limps into port, all the cliches, right? But I just made a list, very quick list. I tweeted out some of them and then people gave me more. Here are some just standing headlines you see now wherever you go, wherever you read your news, whether it's on the internet or dead tree papers or wherever. White House blames fill in the blank on Putin. Biden approval hits new low. Gas prices hit record high.
Putin's price strike.
White House struggles to address fill in the blank. Nationwide fill in the blank shortage worsens.
Struggling.
Those are basically just things I saw today. And by the way, again, today, one of the headlines that I just did came from the highest gas prices in history. I mean, every day there's a new highest gas price in history. I think today it was $4.48. So you paid a little above the normal for the average for the U.S., Taylor. 844-500-4949, 844-500-4949. Okay, sorry, excuse me. 40, excuse me. Where's my brain feed 9? I need some brain feed 9 here. Brain peak 9. Take me away. Throw the net over my head, okay? Let me hear Kamala again. We got to hear this one just in case you don't pay much attention when the intro. This could be the cut of the week. At least it's the Kamala cut of the week so far. Cut number 1.
That is especially true when it comes to the climate crisis, which is why we will work together and continue to work together to address these issues, to tackle these challenges, and to work together as we continue to work operating from the new norms, rules, and agreements that we will convene to work together on to galvanize global action. With that, I thank you all. This is a matter of urgent priority for all of us, and I know we will work on this together.
5:30. That's a 34-second soundbite. And she said, work together, 5 times. All right. Oh, here's another one.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
Stock market suffers worst week since fill in the blank. We're up to like 2008 now, aren't we, for the stock market? Stock market suffers steepest decline since. Same, it's the same thing. That's a good one. 844-500-4242. Ultra MAGA was probably some snowflake with a gender studies degree brainstorm. The thing is, they figured that people don't like MAGA. Their supporters don't like MAGA. But guess what? Their supporters, the people who don't like MAGA, that's the 16% who think the country's headed in the right direction, downhill. You know? So it's not going to win them any undecideds to keep talking about ultra MAGA. It's just reminding people of how great the past seems in retrospect. 844-500-4242. Are you sick of censorship on the internet? Are you tired of the woke agenda propping up everywhere you go? I want to tell you about Jeff Burmat, a real American who is standing up for free speech. Turns out he is just as sick as I am and you are of seeing big tech censoring right media and promoting liberal bias on the internet. So, what's he doing about it? Well, having built web browsers for over a decade, Jeff and his team have built the first of its kind free speech browser called Tusk. That's T-U-S-K. It's part of a new ecosystem of apps like Rumble and Truth Social. Tusk is built for conservatives, by conservatives. I have Tusk on my phone, tablet, and computer now, and I'll tell you, there's nothing better. I love the secure browsing experience and anti-censorship news feed, so now I can see the stories that get buried, the stories that matter. Tusk is free. Get it now at TuskBrowser.com. That's T-U-S-K, browser.com. See, Tusk like an elephant, right? TuskBrowser.com and see what a difference free speech can make. If you hate censorship like I do, and I know you do, you are going to love Tusk. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center.
He regret it to his dying day. If ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? It really can save you some money if you haven't checked for a while. Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They've helped me and my staff, and they can help save you money, too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If you lived in Pennsylvania, who would you vote for in tomorrow's GOP Senate primary? Kathy Barnett, Dr. Mehmet Oz, or David McCormick?
I'd vote for Dr. Oz.
47% say Dr. Oz, 31% say David McCormick, 23% for Kathy Barnett.
Okay. Now, by the way, another recurring headline. White House walks back Biden's statement on fill in the blank. That's a good one. That's a really good one. All right.
He's struggling.
It's time now for Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
Yes, it is time for Hate Mail Monday. As Howie had mentioned earlier, the Boston Herald has switched up the comment section, so there's not as much hate on there. I did just get a Twitter.
So, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on here.
I don't either. I don't know what the hell they did.
I did just get a direct message tweet from someone who said, "Why are you such a bleeping hack? You spend hours spewing an incomprehensible torrent of idiocy and malice and malicious idiocy for what? What makes you need to be so wrong and harmful all the time?"
Well, what's the answer?
There was no specifics there, so I don't respond back to hypotheticals.
When we talk about Hate Mail Monday, these are love notes, love letters, email messages, mash notes, whatever you want to call them. These we have a lot of fans in the on the radio.
We have a
streaming,
lot of passionate fans.
Yeah, newspaper columns, et cetera, et cetera. So this is when we like to go over.
Yes, and Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by the 110 Grill with over 35 locations in the Northeast. You're sure to find a location near you. They have a huge gluten-free menu, too, so if you're watching your waistline, they have you covered. To find a location, go to 110grill.com. We have a lot of great voicemails today. Let's start with a good old pronunciation voicemail. This is cut one, please.
Howie, you mentioned macaroon cookies. Are those named after the president of France, macaroon? It's macaroon.
I know. I was reading directly from Patrice's email to me, and she forgot to put in the A. And
whoa, so, way to pass the buck.
I am. She admitted it. She admitted it.
You're worse.
But the macaron cookies are good, too, I hear. They're kind of like waffles.
Howie, I think you look very, very sharp today, and you often do now that you're wearing your suit and tie. Some people wanted to poke fun at you. This is cut three.
Howie, what are you dressed up as, Trump today? You get the, let's see, the white shirt, blue blazer, red tie. Yeah, you look a lot like him.
Is my hair like that? Is my hair standing up like his? Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. What the hell?
He's a sharp dresser.
Yeah, he is a sharp dresser.
He used to get a little bit of heat for how big his ties were, but it didn't make him change his style.
I'm sitting down, so you're not going to see how big or how long or short my tie is.
You always get grief for your ties, though. And I think a lot of your ties are pretty cool.
These are nice. This is a nice tie.
If you do say so yourself. All right, let's have cut four, please. This one, I did a little singing last week, and now I am getting the grief for it. Cut four.
Hey, Grace. After listening to you sing Green Acres, I got to ask, you angling for a job with Homeland Security?
Why were you singing Green Acres?
I can't remember why it
came up. It's also something Donald Trump did.
Yeah, you're right, in SNL. I can't remember why it came up, but I thought I did a pretty good rendition. I will say, though, and Taylor can attest to this, the woman who, the Nina Jankowicz from the Disinformation
Governance Board,
she's got a pretty good voice. She does a Mary Poppins that blows
me
away.
It's a typical bland Broadway voice.
Better than me, though.
No, you've got character to your voice.
That vacation he took is really
made
him sweet.
She's dumb as a rock.
Let's play cut five, please. Now, obviously, when Howie's here, he loves to play Joe Biden cuts. There's one woman who really, really doesn't like that. This is cut five.
I know it was a Brandon day, so if somebody could please maybe secure Howie and hose him down so that he can shed his desire to spend 3 or 4 hours playing clips and laughing at his own jokes. Thank you.
Oh, the laughing at your own jokes is cruel.
Let's play cut 18 from Biden. This is
on Mike Duggan and police thief James White.
Police thief?
Have you played the lips ones yet?
And police thief James White.
Again, the recurring theme. When was the last time you meant to say chief and you said thief? Police thief James White.
You're jealous you didn't think of that.
Oh, and Howie, I do have one comment from your piece recently about the baby formula shortage and how there was a lot of baby formula at the border.
Yes.
And this person,
si, senor.
This person wrote, "This ugly, hate-filled piece does not belong in a newspaper."
Why is it ugly and hate-filled to point out that they're sending all the baby formula down to the illegal aliens? They're not denying it either, by the way.
No,
they're just saying they have to do it under the law. Somehow they don't have to enforce the actual immigration laws, but if illegals want to come in and go on welfare and get free formula when American babies are going hungry, that's okay. That's
then
good.
They have to go buy the books.
Muy bueno.
All right, Hate Mail Monday, once again, brought to you by 110 Grill. Go to 110grill.com to find a location. Thank you, Howie. Hopefully the comments section will be back up and running next week.
All right, thank you. Green Acres was for Senator Kennedy. We were talking, he sounds like Mr. Haney on Green Acres. That's what it was. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-5400. 844-500-4242. By the way, we've only got like two or three Brain Peak number nines left. Brain Peak nines. It's good for your brain health. And there, it's a $99 value, 2 months supply for just $24.50. That's a great deal. We also have only a handful of Southern Airways $200 gift certificates, and they're available for $100 at and when they fly out to Nantucket, they fly out of Providence, New Bedford, and Norwood.
And starting June 10th, I believe, Hyannis, June 16th.
June 16th, Hyannis.
Mid-June.
So it's a great way to get down to the islands. And so that's available too. Go to HowieCarsShow.com and click on store. And those are two good cheap bastard deals that are going on. All right. By the way, the price of gas last Monday, the good old days, $4.33. Today, $4.48. A year ago, $3.04. Remember how angry you were or exasperated you were when it was $3.04? I know I was last year. That it had gone up from $170, $180 to $3.04 seemingly overnight. Little did we know that would be the good old days a year later. Diesel today, $5.57 a gallon on average in the United States for a gallon of diesel fuel. $5.57. 844-500-4242.
Say we don't agree with Trump's policies on Second Amendment, on oil, all the things that you want, okay?
Yeah, compare and contrast. Trump, pro-First Amendment. Biden, anti. Second Amendment. Trump, pro. Biden, anti. Yeah, I don't think this is a winning strategy for the midterms, compare and contrast. 844-500-4242. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
Howie, this Ultra MAGA thing, I don't know. First we were bitter clingers, and then we were deplorables, and now we're Ultra MAGA. And I just think we're going to wear it like armor and a breastplate. What do you think?
I think so, too. I think it's a great I like the great MAGA king, too. Oh, here he is. All hail the great MAGA king. Don't you like that one, Jeff?
Yeah, and you know he's going to roll that the next time there's a rally. You know he's coming out to the great MAGA king the next time there's a rally.
You know, someone said, isn't that a condom? I looked it up. It's Trojan Ultra Thin. But so it's not a magnum.
It could also be referred to magnums.
Magnum, yeah.
The great magazine.
It's great. I mean, they're giving him everything he needs, and plus this will raise a ton of money because people will buy the new gear, you know, that has Ultra on it. 844-500-4242. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Well, Javi, they're moving the goalposts again. They've enlisted the Native Americans, rogue Republicans, lunatic Democrats. By the way, they're the maggots. We're the MAGA, but they're the maggots, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, the goalposts they're moving now is when you use, well, if you get an argument, hopefully a nice argument, with lunatic liberals, or usually sheep at our level, you ask them to define renewable energies. Nobody seems to know what they are. Well, up until yesterday or today, the largest source of renewable energy, uncontestable, with 70% of it covering the earth, happens to be water. They want to get rid of hydro dams, okay?
Oh, because it restricts the fish from going upstream?
Yeah, well, here's the thing, Howie. 95,000 we have dams. Not all of them, only 2.3% do electricity. That's 23 to 2,500. That's it. The complaints they talk about in fish and stuff, hey, the windmills ain't going to cut it either. They cause problems. Well, what I'm saying is you get floods, Mississippi, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Those aren't electrical dams, right? So they're pulling a wheel over our eyes. What's Nevada going to do, Howie? Are they going to just shut down?
I know, Nick. I guess in some of those western states, some of the Democrats, as you say, want to tear down these dams. It's becoming a very big issue because you have to have the dams to conserve the water. And, you know, I'm sorry about the fish, but, you know, some places they've built up these little stairways basically in the water where the fish can go up, and it's not a big deal. I mean, sometimes you have to have more important issues than a snail darter or a Plymouth red-bellied turtle or something like that. I mean, and that's building a highway or building a dam. 844-500-4242. There was a funny story in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. Vision clash precipitated fast collapse of CNN Plus. So when they laid everybody off, you know, hundreds of people, Taylor, hundreds of people were laid off by CNN Plus. A week later, several of those laid off staffers received packages from CNN, boxes filled with network branded gear, from pens to food containers, as well as such items as a popcorn maker and headphones.
Maybe if they had branded themselves instead of CNN Plus, CNN Ultra. Would have gone
CNN
better.
Ultra. How about Ultra Michelob? Michelob Ultra, I dare say, sells better than Michelob ever did. So maybe it'll be the same thing with Ultra MAGA. So they put in a note to all these people who've just been laid off. This is an incredible time to be part of CNN. Build relationships and take time to connect with colleagues and learn so that you can make the most of your time here. And again, when they got this, their time was already over. This was funny too. They were talking, the Discovery people took it over, and the Discovery people have tried these streaming services before, like with golf and Motor Trend. And, so the Discovery people pointed, they were talking to the CNN people, and they pointed to Discovery's challenges in launching niche streaming services, including products centered on tennis, the Food Network, and its Motor Trend band for car enthusiasts. People familiar with the meeting said the comparison of CNN to Motor Trend was particularly jarring on some on the CNN side. CNN made up stories over the years. Has Motor Trend ever been caught promoting or propagating very fake news? I think not. And it says Discovery's lack of experience in news wasn't reassuring. Like CNN, what experience does CNN have in real news? They have experience in fake news, very fake news.
This is CNN.
Very fake news.
Maybe they should have called it Very Fake News Plus. Maybe that would have been a better branding option.
Ultra Fake News.
That's it. That's it. Ultra Fake News.
Ultra Fake News Plus.
Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Siri. I'm Siri. Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
If you found a gas station that had diesel for $5.50 a gallon, it would be the busiest one in town. We just paid $6.89. They're talking about it's going to go up to $10 soon. Wow. Imagine, I know guys that are parking their trucks. They can't drive it. One guy I know, he drives a dump truck, drove to New York to dump because it's contaminated soil.
Yeah.
$1,100 a day he's spending in fuel. $1,100 a day. He's making nothing. He's making no money. It's unbelievable.
Well, so where are you, Steve, that it's costing that much?
I'm just local. I'm out of Tewksbury, but all the gas stations are all like that. They're all $6, $6.50. It's insane. It goes up every day. And they're not getting an increase. You know what I mean? They're not.
Yeah.
Between the lump, because I do refrigerated food. So between the lumper fees, the late fees that some of these places charge, they charge a $305 late fee because we were supposed to deliver yesterday. We got there today instead, $305 you're going to pay on top of everything else. On top of the lumper fee, $150 to unload one pallet. Sometimes it's, you know, a truckload might charge $300 to unload. So you add all this stuff together, nobody's making any money.
What are they going to do?
Giving fuel surcharges. they're going to go out of business. They're going to park their trucks.
Well, then somebody's got to drive. So if 781 says $6.79 for diesel on Route 1 in Saga, $6.79. Good Lord. Ugh. Thanks for the call, Steve. 844-500. Those are fish ladders. That's what they call fish ladders to get around the hydro dam. They're all over Maine, and they work really well. I guarantee you there's people in Maine working to tear down the dams because they don't.
I prefer to call them trout routes.
508, did Brian Stelter get some of the branded children's toys and CNN Plus foam fingers? Oh, that would be great. That would be nice to have a CNN Plus foam finger. We're number one. Or actually, we're going to stand for how long they were on the air. I don't even think they made it to 1 month, did they? 844-500-4242-413. Even the beautiful people out on Martha's Vineyard are getting hosed at the pump. Here's Friday prices. Regular $5.89, mid-grade $6.09, premium $6.29, diesel $6.99. Let's go, Brandon. That's from Rambo 413. How are those poor illegal aliens going to get by when DeSantis ships them all out to Martha's Vineyard? Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie. I love the Pelosi comment there, the creature.
Yes.
So let's turn that creature into a goal for President Trump. How about something like Creature Double Feature 2024? But I want the royalty checks to go to me and Dale Dorman, you know?
Creature Double Feature, that could be her and Schumer together at those press conferences, Mike.
That's what I'm saying.
It's double billing of the mummy.
Definitely gold. Yeah, I know.
She's Bride of the Mummy.
Bride
Nancy
of Frankenstein.
Pelosi, Bride,
yeah.
I think Bride of the Mummy is. I always liked that movie, Bride of the Mummy. The Mummy movies were underrated. They were excellent.
There was a Bride of the Mummy too.
What?
There was a Bride of the Mummy as well. Yeah.
Oh yeah. It was one of those creature double feature Saturday night late shows when I was down at Chapel Hill. It was on the ABC affiliate, I think. They had Dr. Paul Bearer was the guy who introduced him. It was great stuff. 844-500-4242. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire, and you need to protect your retirement savings. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or IRA or any other retirement savings, your money could be at risk. I protect my savings with physical gold and silver, and you should think about precious metals as well to protect your retirement in this chaotic environment. With foreign wars, spiraling inflation, interest rate hikes, proposed tax increases, spiraling national debt, etc. The Democrats' only plan is to print more money. How's that been working out for you at the supermarket, at the gas station? You just heard us talking about it. Whenever the world looks like this, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact, and it's happening again. It's time to diversify. That means precious metals. You need to learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver as I do. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your no-obligation Biden inflation report. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
The mummy. Is it dead or alive? Human or inhuman?
603 says, creature from the MAGA lagoon. Looking for a home in the D.C. swamp. 844-500-4242. You know, remember Clinton used to say, I feel your pain. Well, Pete Buttigieg wants you to know he's feeling your pain. Cut 12.
Gas prices, highest ever price in the country, $445 a gallon national average. Are you asking Americans to drive less?
No, what we're asking Americans to do is to obviously recognize that we're working this issue because we're feeling it too.
Wait a second. I thought he rode his bike to work every day.
I thought so too. And by the way, didn't she say that the prices were $445 a gallon? I think she did.
Gas prices, highest ever price in the country, $445 a gallon national average.
Wow, that's higher than Martha's Vineyard.
Another standing headline.
I don't want to hear any more complaints from Central Maine here about the price. You just heard
CBS. I'm going to go back to the CBS gas station this morning and take down my sticker.
By the way, we told you that two major Democrat politicians, Fetterman, the lieutenant governor of PA, who's going to be the Democrat nominee and for the Senate, and Chris Van Hoyen or something.
Chris Van Hollen.
Van Hollen. Yeah, Chris Van Hollen. He's only 52. He's 63, and Fetterman's 52. They had strokes. And then we have Steny Hoyer. He's like he's the majority leader in the House. And listen to what he announced over the weekend. Cut number 9.
As I told you, in Cove Point is now sending 80%, reversing Asia supply to European supply because they need it because we're at war.
We're at war. He's 82. I didn't know we were at war. Did you know we were at war? That's the number two guy in the House of Representatives. He just said we're at war. I thought Congress had to vote a declaration of war, or, you know, at least okay executive power like they did in Iraq or Afghanistan. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Howie. I actually drive for a living. I own a box truck and I deliver snacks in Central Maine.
Yeah.
But I happened to drive by a sign today that said K1 kerosene, $7.99 a gallon. And I know that's not the most popular fuel that people use, but I do know that, at least up here in Maine, a lot of people will put that in their oil tanks because it is an alternative.
Yeah.
And if that's already at $7.99 and number two oil is at six something, it's looking really rough next winter.
Yeah, I don't know the answer, John. I just know the answer is not to vote for Over the Hill Mills for re-election for governor. I'll tell you that.
Primary tomorrow for Paul.
Yeah. He should be doing okay. We'll have him on shortly. Thanks for the call, John. Craig, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Craig. You there, Craig?
Craig's, yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Howie, I run a small excavation company. 2 years ago, to fill 2 5-gallon cans of diesel was $18 or $19. 1 year ago, it was $28 to fill 2 cans. This year it's $65 to fill 2 5-gallon cans with off-road untaxed diesel.
So it's gone from 18 or 19 bucks when Trump was president, when the great MAGA king was in command, to $65 now. What are you going to do, Craig?
I'm going to charge more.
What do your customers say?
Well, for now, they're good, but at some point, it's going to get shut off. You know, at some point, they're going to say they're going to reprioritize their projects.
Yeah. I know. I don't know what they think is going to happen here. And they, you know, as you heard from Buttigieg, they don't care. I mean, they can't even pretend to care. Do they think that this chaos in the heartland is not going to come back to bite them eventually? Do they think they got enough mules to win the midterms? I'm Howie Carr.